This is kind of shocking to hear about Jeff Garland today, Dean.
Yeah, you know, he's been on WGN hundreds of times, each time full of humor and laughs and, you know, seemingly everything okay. But yesterday on Instagram, he made a pretty shocking announcement that he was dealing with severe mental health struggles and even had considered suicide. He said, not too long before I was properly medicated, I was suicidal. And it said that he had spent a month at the Lindner Center of Hope in Cincinnati. They saved his life. He did therapy 7 days a week. He's down to 3 days a week now with therapy and says he is ecstatic with it, that he's definitely making progress. He's smiling again. He's doing comedy again. He also announced that he has bipolar disorder. So, you know, we're going to wish our longtime pal all the very best. All of this from just a couple of months ago when he was fired from the TV show The Goldbergs for what was called inappropriate behavior on the set. He does remain on the TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm. They begin filming their 12th season in just a few weeks, so hopefully Jeff will be okay in general, but, you know, okay to get back to work, and we look forward to him, you know, coming back to visit with us again.
I guess the message there is you see somebody on television, especially in a comedy, and you know their career is successful, and in my case, I've run into him a couple of times over the years, and he's always been great and positive and fun, and the message is you never know, and anybody who thinks they're alone with these kinds of problems, well, you're not. You don't know how many suffer, and you need to get help. That's the message there.
You know, and anyone who is, you know, having thoughts of suicide, there is an outstanding National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273, and then the word TALK, 1-800-273-TALK, and you can talk to one of their counselors. There's all kinds of help that is available. There's no need to go through this alone.
And good for Jeff for going public, because nobody should be embarrassed about that. Let's talk about another setback for the Devil in the White City project.
We said this yesterday. What is going on with this production? It's almost like it's cursed now. Intensely popular novel that's been out for, it's got to be over 20 years that the book has been out. They've been trying to adapt it to big screen. Been one delay after another. Over the weekend, the Devil in the White City TV series for Hulu lost its main star, Keanu Reeves. He just unexpectedly left the show. They did not give a reason. We don't know if it was his decision or the show's decision. But then yesterday, the director of the series, Todd Field, also walked away from the series. And just like Keanu Reeves, he did not give any explanation, you know, as to what's gone on here, why any of this is happening. Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio are among its series producers. So they're looking for a new director and a new lead actor now. We don't know if DiCaprio is going to be in it. But this is just, you know, like one of the biggest showbiz mysteries.
Yeah, it's so strange that everybody seemed to love the book and read the book.
Yeah, when are they finally going to get this thing off the ground? I don't know.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, and let's see, let's get to our Nevermind department. Sylvester Stallone is in there this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, it seemed like he was headed for a divorce court. His wife, Jennifer, had filed papers 2 weeks ago. But they have now halted all of the proceedings. They've decided to reconcile instead. So this 25-year marriage, they said, definitely needs some work, and that they were going to do that instead of throw it all away. So we wish them the best.
Good for them. I can't wait for this John Candy documentary. That should be good.
Oh, you can never get enough of John Candy. I was so happy when I heard the news that a documentary was going to be made. It's being made by a fellow Canadian, Ryan Reynolds, and also Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks. They are both working on this film, along with the support of the former SCTV star's family. They have given them access to John Candy's archives and all the home videos. So this should be a really, really great in-depth look at John Candy that we haven't seen before. I guess I had forgotten how young he was when he died of a heart attack in 1994. He was only 43 years old. He's been gone that long. Kind of really launched his career at Second City Toronto. But after that was in all kinds of classics like Stripes and Spaceballs and Uncle Buck. And also this classic from 1987.
Del. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Good movie.
I could watch that movie every single day. 1987, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But John Candy just gave us so many great movies, and what a just a horrible, tragic loss.
Yeah. That was Steve Martin in there.
That was Steve Martin, who was the holder of the two pillows.
Finally, who put out this list of the hottest bald men of the year?
Well, this is the very prestigious organization, a search engine optimization company, that each year they put out a list of who they consider to be the hottest bald men of the year. It's based on social media presence. It's based on net worth and other factors. They determine a score, and that's how they've come up with the list. Let me start at number five, where Prince William's William is placed. He was number one last year. He fell from number one to the number five bald guy spot. After that, it's singer Pitbull. Actor Shamar Moore, who you know from lots of different movies and TV shows, including SWAT, he came in the number three spot. Stanley Tucci comes in the number two position, and the number one bald guy is Vin Diesel.
Oh, okay.
Vin Diesel is on that list.
All right, all very, very cool-looking guys.
Yeah, how a Dwayne The Rock Johnson doesn't get on that list is beyond me. I'm not saying for myself at all, but
do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
there are some very fine local additions. Tom Skilling should be on that list.
Yeah, why don't you put out your local list?
I should do that.
Sure.
Bozo is, you know, has got to be one of the more popular bald guys.
Well, Bozo wore a piece, I guess.
Is it really? Do we really know that? Do we really know that he doesn't have orange hair?
Thank you, Dean, for another fine report. And
I couldn't be prouder.
Into the broadcast museum it goes.
That's right.